I know Greg Peterson's very happy with all this day baseball on a Wednesday. And again, it's kind of the rhythm of the week in Major League Baseball. When you get to Wednesdays, Jensen, what are you looking forward to earlier on the baseball slate today?
Yeah, so again, some trends that kind of stand out for a couple of these matchups today. And I don't want to do anything just yet until we get official lineups, but a couple of these trends really notable for people looking for some action this afternoon. So when you put that out of office auto email on, it always is a great feeling. And when you get to head to a ballpark here on a work day, we love to see that as well. Let's start in the city of brotherly love, Reds and Phillies. This is Aaron Nola, I should say, in the first game of the day, 1:05 Eastern time. Really interesting trend here, Dave. The Reds, 18-7 straight up when Andrew Abbott starts a game as an underdog, which he is today, plus $1.23 on the money line, against a team with a record above 500. Really elevates the game. So in the last 25 times that's happened, Reds have won 18 of the 25. So interesting little play. I do lean the over. I would, if you can find a 9.5, Aaron Nola, no stranger to giving up some runs here, and the way the offenses have been so far in this series, at least yesterday was an underplay, got there for VSiN Pro subscribers. So congrats if you tailed on that. But I think more offense here on getaway day between the Reds and the Phillies. Also yesterday, we got a push on the over 8 in the Giants and Diamondbacks, but we get home on the Diamondbacks money line there. Maybe some regression offensively today, Dave. Arizona sending out Merrill Kelly to start. And this is a pretty big historical trend. Arizona's 48-27-4 to the under when Merrill Kelly is a home favorite of $1.40 or shorter. Now, he is that today on DraftKings as we sit here right now, minus $1.36. So I would lean the under 9 right now. I do want to see what lineups are before I would lock in anything, but that a prevailing trend here for a couple of day games on the docket.
Can I ask you a question, counselor, about Tony Vitello, what's going on with the Giants? That's one of the overplays that I took that I've already written off as a loss. He took the blame for that collapse late yesterday against Arizona here. I'm already starting to see reports of he's got to change some things to save his job. I hate to go this early in May, but it was an experiment when you bring a guy straight from college into the major leagues. Where are you on the experiment so far out there by the Bay?
Okay, so I mean, it's hard for a month and three quarters to, you know, really put a definitive thought on. And Buster Posey did not make this hire without playing the long game. That's not, they'd have to end up like the Colorado Rockies from last year to have Tony Vitello out there. Out of curiosity, what was your win total? Because right now Fangraphs has Giants, at least their projected record for the rest of the season, it's 76-86. Were you a 75 win total? Or were you 77?
No, it was 80. It was a high one. And was very optimistic. I was looking at maybe a 500 team. So I feel like it's out, but if you're still saying 76.5, that gives you hope that if that's the projection, you get hot for a week and maybe you can still get to that 80 win mark. Maybe it's still not dead, but I'm writing it off mentally as an experiment gone wrong. I think last year, Trey Savage might have saved Toronto when they called him up when they did. Jensen, again, having that ticket like I did in the Blue Jays, did not expect for the young man, Savage, to really be the difference all the way into the postseason. He was spectacular. Cam Schwitler has been everything and then some so far. We know Garrett Cole's coming back here, but you can dare I say that that kid is the ace of that staff right now. What do you make of this marquee matchup today?
Yeah, Trey Day versus Cam the Man. Let's go. What a fun one we've got on tap. Just a couple of nuggets here for each of the starting pitchers. First to Trey Savage and the Blue Jays. Two runs or fewer allowed in all four starts since being activated off the injured list. He's had three consecutive games, Dave, with at least six or more strikeouts and three of the four starts overall, surrendering just four hits or fewer. You think that's good? Welcome to the top betting choice for AL Cy Young in the American League. That is Cam Schwitler. Yankees have not lost a start there at the stadium. A perfect 3-0 when he takes the mound at home this year. How about six consecutive starts allowing two runs or fewer? And then of the 10 starts he's made this year, Dave, six of the 10 allowing three hits or fewer. Seven of the 10, he's allowed four hits or fewer. It has been just utter dominance. And I would lean to the Yankee side tonight to see them get a win here with their big man on the mound. But two of the great young phenoms we've got in the American League East, it should be a dandy tonight.
Very quickly on to that point, we were watching Cam last year, and certainly even in the postseason, you're going, wow, this it looks special. Same thing for Trey north of the border. Did you see this right away, Jensen, from the pitcher's eye, that these guys, it wasn't a flash in the pan, what we saw last year, that it would carry over to this year, and with good health, who knows how long these guys can do this?
Well, always difficult because you just don't know year over year with young guys. You get that splash, and they obviously were excited about what was coming back. You always get a little nervy too with your Savage having the injury early and then having to work his way back. But it feels like both these guys are off and rolling. We certainly know Cam Schlittler is, but it should be a really fun pitching matchup tonight. Always fun, Dave, to see what a difference a year makes. I wanted to look at some notable records through 47 games last year and where we are this year. Let's start with the surprise of the season. It's the Tampa Bay Rays. Dave, last year through 47 games, they were five games under 500, 21-26. What are they as we begin play today? 32-15, best record in the American League. How about the upstart Chicago White Sox? Will Venable's crew, 14-33 last year. They're 25-23 to start 2026. Hey, the Detroit Tigers, remember, they were running away and hiding from people in the American League Central. 31-16, 15 games over 500 last year. Dave, they are nine games under. They are 20-29, tied for last place in the American League Central. I know you know the narrative about your New York Mets, 29-18. Were last year. They are 21-27 this year, dead last in the National League East. The San Francisco Giants, we just talked about. How crazy is that? 28-19. Bob Melvin at the helm last year. They let him go. They're 20-29, nine games under. And then my favorite one. Rockies, I told you it'd be better this year. They were 8-39. They had already made the managerial change from Bud Black last year, to Warren Schaefer this year, who is still the full-time manager now. 8-39 last year, they're already 11 games better. They're 19-30, well on pace to being over their season win total of 52.5.
Can I ask you a little question here about the Rays? Because I keep looking at the pricing every day in the AL East. Now, the Yankees struggle with the Metropolitans, but they are not struggling with Toronto so far in this series. So they've won two in a row, and they've gained zero ground on the Rays because they just won't lose. And they're putting the Orioles in a box right now in the AL East. Not saying they're done, but boy, with every passing day, the deficit gets larger and larger for teams like Baltimore. It's still $1.90 for the Yankees. We know that Gerrit Cole's coming back here. Would you take the plus money at over $2 right now on the Rays to win the division? Because I know you really like them for staying power. Is that a fair price? Or do you think the Yankees should be a $1.90 betting favorite here to win the East?
I'm anxious to see now with Gerrit Cole back. And ironically, it's Rays and Yankees at the stadium on Friday. Martinez, Gerrit Cole. Can't wait for that one. I do think it's a fair price for the Rays, and I would probably take it now because you probably will see a little fluctuation. Not saying that the Rays are just going to kind of go into a slump here, but I think there is some staying power. So I would get it, and I would even take some shares of the Rays to win the American League too. Speaking of, we are on them this afternoon. We're going to take an alternate run line, Rays minus one at plus $1.16. Dave, Tampa Bay, 17-6, covering the run line at home. That's the best mark in Major League Baseball. We're also going to take the alternate over eight runs between Baltimore and Tampa at minus 129. Baltimore, 17-9-1 to the over after a loss. That also the best mark in Major League Baseball.
And just point this out, too. We always say you can't make the playoffs in April, but you can certainly lose it early on. The Rays, after this incredible start to make the postseason, minus $8. What a difference in the marketplace there. And then the third betting choice to win the pennant in the American League at 6-1. So yesterday's price is not today's price.